This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Nom.com. And if you love your pet, which I know you do, you're going to want to feed them the finest pet food of all time by going to Nom.com. You can try out some of the finest food available to your beloved pet, your best friend. Everyone loves their dog. You can try out the beef mash, the chicken cuisine, the pork potluck, and turkey fare meals for your dog. And there's many, many more different recipes on there. If you love your dog, you're going to want to give them this food. It's absolutely amazing. It looks so damn good, I would eat it myself. And I'll tell you what, you can really not even tell by the love and affection that your dog gives you after they eat some of Nom's delicious food. You're going to see it as well because their fur looks so much sweeter, healthier, and just thicker and just fuller because I'll tell you what, the vitamins and the nutrition, all the good stuff is in this food that your dog needs to grow a healthy set of fur, live a long, healthy life, and be your best friend forever. You can also use our code VOMSHOW to save up to 50% off your first order and get free shipping for a limited time. Go to Nom.com and tell them the nerd sent you. This podcast is also brought to you by our friends over at Binoid.com, makers of the finest THC product on the market. They've been longtime sponsors of the show and also been providing me the greatest THC product on the market. I absolutely love Binoid. We've been with them for quite a while now, and they've been good to us, and oh my goodness, I love their product. I started off with the capsules, then I moved on to the vape pens, then I started rolling my own with the flower, then I got the pre-rolls because I got lazy. Doesn't matter. This stuff is absolutely amazing and will make you feel good in many different ways, mentally, physically, and it will just improve the quality of your life. You have to try this stuff out. It is changing the way people are living their lives. Binoid, Binoid.com, and also our sister website because it's so big. There's so much business. We had to open up another website, Blooms Hemp, BloomsHemp.com. You can get wax, dabs, pre-roll flower, capsules, you can get the cigarettes, you can get the pre-rolled blunts, you can get the vape cartridges, you can get the gummy bears, the gummy worms, the sour diesel patch, you can get the wax, the dabs, all the hoodads and all that shit. I don't even understand. There's so many different ways now to get THC in your system. It's blowing my mind. You can even get soda cans, seltzer with THC infused in it. This stuff will get you laced up. And I will also tell you a little secret here. We now have psychedelic mushrooms in three different flavors, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, and white chocolate. This stuff will send you straight to heaven if you have a couple of bites. It is a phenomenal product. Very safe and secure, lab-tested THC. And, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. We have mushrooms. I will say it again. This stuff is phenomenal. You have to check it out right now and use our code NERD to save 10% and get free shipping on any order at Binoid.com and Blooms Hemp.
On with the show.
What's going on, everybody? It's another episode of the often imitated, never duplicated Voices of Misery podcast. And of course, I'm one half of your dynamic duo of the nerds. I'm the nerd and you are.
Nerd at.
How the hell are you doing? You look wide awake.
I'm fucking peachy, man.
Yeah.
I am peachy as well. And you know what? That live show we did on Friday. Can we just address how everything in the world was against us on Friday?
But it wasn't our fault.
The power has not gone out in this house. And when was the last big hurricane we had? That was the last time the power flickered off.
I know. We haven't had a hurricane here in a while.
We're like, you know what we're going to do, man? We're going to do the show an hour earlier. We're going to get this thing going, get people in the chat, get this, you know, whole show popping and whatnot. Fucking not even 20 minutes into the damn thing, the freaking lights flickered off. And it's like, what the hell? We lost Wi-Fi. And everything came back on within like a minute. But that minute was so destructive, it just completely ruined everything. And we were just sitting here looking at each other like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And we got everything back up and running, obviously, for those of you that haven't listened to the Friday show yet. It is going to be a bit of a train wreck if you haven't heard it yet, but we got everything back up and running.
And for no reason. Like, there was no storm. There was no wind. Like, a cat got up on a pole. That's all I can say.
I think it's because I was bringing the heat on the show, man. I was putting you in your place, probably. I have no idea, but the funny thing is, though, was like from 7 o'clock on, there was nothing. So if we would have not done the show an hour early,
I know,
it would have went on without a hit. So that was our fault, I guess. So who knows what. How the hell are you doing?
I'm good, man.
Yeah, you been up to anything?
No, I didn't watch anything.
You've been watching your challenge
show? Yeah.
Which one is that again, where they get all the rejects from the reality shows and keep putting the same people in every fucking season?
Oh. What? Why do you have to bash something that I like?
Because it's... Well, I'm not bashing it. It's true, isn't it? They got the same people on there every season, right? Challenging each other? For the most part. Yeah, it's the same people. Like, how the hell are you going to have to challenge season 36 and this guy's been on 34 times? Like, what the fuck?
Well, they swap people in and out.
Yeah, I don't know.
And then people retire and then they come back.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like any other sport, I guess.
Yeah. It's a good show. The only ones I didn't like was when they started bringing in people from other countries. Like, that drove me nuts.
Yeah.
That season... I turned it on. I actually turned it on about 20 minutes ago, and I'm like, "Oh, it's this season." And I turned it right off.
Well, people, we know how much he hates foreigners.
No, it's not that. It's just like I don't know any of these people, and I can't understand half of them.
Yeah.
Like I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to read subtitles. I just know that's no. I enjoy the show. I'm not going to sit here and read.
Well, I'm fucking terrified. Well, you know what? I was just thinking while you were talking about this, and I said there was like 30 some odd seasons. There's probably more of the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
When are one of these reality shows going to become a fucking Olympic sport or like an actual legitimate sport, do you think? Do you think that'll ever happen? Because for the longest time, we've always had the main sports were what? Baseball, soccer, football, hockey, you know? And then you got tennis and fucking... But like, they haven't introduced anything new. What if they did some kind of fucking shit like The Amazing Race where like you start off in one country, you got to make it... What if they did that for a sport? You think they could... feasibly do something like that or like an Olympic kind of thing?
How are you supposed to do that? It takes weeks.
Well, fuck it. Introduce some new shit, man. People will watch a fucking baseball. I guarantee it'll end before a fucking baseball game does. Fucking hate that damn sport. Anyway, so you haven't done anything, huh? Nothing?
No.
You didn't do shit over the weekend?
No.
Yeah?
No. It was fucking freezing.
It was.
I don't like leaving the house when it's cold. So, yeah. No. We didn't do anything.
Yeah. I watched some Cats from Hell.
Yeah.
Of course, I watched that show. And I'm actually on my third viewing of the series. I just leave it on play when I'm working a lot of the times. And I'll just let it just fucking play. And I'll look over and I'll laugh a little bit. And I'll keep it going. It played from the first episode all the way to the like season 17 or whatever the fuck. I don't know. And now it's restarting again. And I'm doing that.
Damn.
And I did finish Sons of Anarchy.
It's about time.
It is finally done. I finished it yesterday, sometime early afternoon. And I have a final score for this show. And it actually would have been higher if season 3 didn't exist. Season 3 brought it down from what I originally wanted to give it. And it completely just... I don't know, man. But from season 4 on, it was one of the best shows I've seen, I think. It had a lot of good action, had a lot of good drama, and had secrets that didn't last for too long, which is one of the things I hate on like soap operas, which is why I stopped watching those. I mean, you'd have a secret for like 3 years on those fucking things, and it finally comes out, and you're like, Jesus, man.
I could turn General Hospital out and know exactly what the fuck is going on.
I guarantee
you.
I
haven't watched it in years.
I probably could, too, and I haven't watched it in even longer than you. Years before you stopped watching, I stopped watching, so... Yeah, I did. I really hated that shit. So this show was one of those ones where, like, something would happen. You're like, oh, crap, I can't wait till that comes out. And then maybe 3 episodes later, it all does. And this one, I actually coined a new term for the show. It's called a showgasm. And there was a showgasm moment. And for me, that moment was when Jax was in prison talking to Juice. And Juice told him the secret about Gemma. And then at that moment, everyone else was finding out. And I'm like, oh. And I had to change my underwear after that because it finally came out. It was such a feeling of just relief because I hated her.
Mm-hmm.
I hated pretty much everybody on the show, but she became number one with a bullet, like most hated bitch on TV. And it's funny because I absolutely loved her on Married with Children. So she was like my most hated and one of my most loved characters on TV history. I guess it shows how good of an actress she is. Well, she can sing as well, but... yeah, man, when everyone found out, I was like, holy shit, this is about to fucking go down. And it was so intense, and you knew that moment was coming where they were going to fucking finally catch up to her.
Yeah.
And when they did, it was just such a good moment, man. It was really good TV, and it's a fucking amazing show. And then from her death, it sparked another one, and then another one, and then it's like, oh, man, you're really, like, ramping this up. And they built it through 13 episodes, the final season, where it's like, okay, how are they going to stretch this out? You know people are going to have to die. And they did it well enough where it didn't even feel like you're watching 13 episodes and everything ramped up. They paced it well enough. And fucking amazing, man. And when she finally died, it was just like fireworks went off, man. It was so fucking
happy. I didn't think it was good enough.
Yeah, he didn't want to torture her,
man. I know, but I was so pissed off with what she had done that I wanted her to, like, really... I really wanted that bitch to suffer.
Yeah, so did I.
And I thought it was way too quick. She deserved more than that.
No, me too. I agree.
I understand why it was quick.
Yeah.
But that pissed me off. Yeah. Like, she's a fucking bitch, and she deserved to, like, I don't know, just suffer.
They all suffered, man. I don't know if anybody suffered more than Juice. He got raped by a bunch of Asians in prison. At least they let him finish his pie before they shanked him. Left him bleeding out on the prison floor. What a bitch of a life, man. What a fucking horrible life he had. And he just, all he wanted to do was get back into this gang, and he kept getting kicked out. And I don't know, man. Chucky, he had the fate I was hoping for. He would have just, you know, stuck around, kind of no one really messed with him or anything. Everything I did predict about this ending did come true, though, for the most part. Jax killed Gemma, then he killed himself. And Wendy had her moment with the two kids at the end. Like I said, this was a story about Wendy. She was a junkie in the beginning, and the final scene, I think that might have been the final scene, was her and Nero, Neon, whatever the fuck his name is. So I fucking nailed most of it. I nailed half of that ending, because there were some deaths that I was wrong about. Like Clay's death I was wrong about. I was hoping Gemma would have killed him. And she got fucking stupid and then started doing her shit, but this show was really good. I let me just say, Jax's death, I thought, was one of the most selfish acts of fucking murder, death, suicide, whatever. He drove into a fucking truck just driving down the road. You know what you just did to that guy's life right there? That guy you drove in front of? You know what I mean? He was just a piece of shit the entire show and just got worse. His final moment was fucking selfish.
You're the only freaking person that took that scene and thought about the goddamn truck driver. No one else watching that show would think that.
Because that's what... I mean, you gotta think about the person driving. You're fucking... You got all these cops chasing it.
No one cares about the truck driver.
I care about the truck driver. That guy's gonna have memories. One. Man, I was driving down the road and some fucking guy just drove into my fucking truck and I killed him. And
Oh my God.
He might kill himself over this shit. Seriously, Jack's ruined another life in the way. Jack's like, how can I ruin one more life? Oh, and he's just shrugging his stupid fucking shoulders on the bike. Doing that stupid dumb shit that he does. He looks like he's doing the fucking wave. You know that thing where they pass the fucking shit back and forth, the thing they do when they're dancing? But yeah, man, he was selfish his whole fucking life. And even his last act was just to fuck someone else over. He's a piece of garbage. I hate that character, man. It was, if you really wanted to die, all you had to do was jump off your bike, turn around, start shooting at those cops, and they would have taken care of your stupid ass, and you would have died the way you wanted to. You would have died. You know, you didn't have to take this poor driver down. Am I the only person that saw that show and was like, that poor truck driver that has this guy's guts all over the fucking grill of his car, and those memories of this guy dying and that you fucking killed him? And no fault of your own, but you got to carry this grief.
Oh, God.
I hope Jax is burning in hell right now. Sons of Anarchy could have gotten A-, but season 3 happened, so I have to give it a B. It would have been one of the rare shows to get an A, but season 3 happened, and it sucked. It sucked. Season 3 was that bad for me that I had to give it a fucking B. So there you have it, people. Sons of Anarchy, really good show. Definitely recommend it. I have no idea what's next. I have no idea what to watch next, because my thing is I don't know if I can watch 2 biker shows in a row.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't do it with Game of Thrones. I, you know, watched the medieval show, then try to watch Vikings. I'm thinking I might swap it this time and go to Vikings and then switch it back to Mayans, because I don't know if I can do too much of the biker stuff at once.
I will say Mayans is shorter. I think it's only 4 seasons.
Oh, in that case.
And possibly 10 episodes a season.
In that case, maybe.
Yeah, because it literally just ended. It wrapped up and ended.
Yeah.
So that shit's over. They were talking about doing another one. I don't know. What the fuck? I don't know. These writers don't want to get this motorcycle club up. They just don't. They want to keep fucking going. So I don't know. But I know it wasn't long.
Shit. What a shit fest that one is.
It was only because I started watching it in season 2, and I only watched it for a couple of years, and it was over.
Well, does Mayans take place the day after the shit went down? How long after?
I don't think it's long. Because, things get mentioned. Right. Like deals that Jax had made and stuff like that, and
All right. Well, then in that case, maybe if it's that much shorter, maybe I'll give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
I've really become a fan of that Hulu app.
I know. It's a good app.
I become a fan of it. I thought it was going to be like Amazon, and at first I was scared. You know, Amazon, it's like, oh, look at all these cool things. Click on it, $3.99, $5.99. Mm-hmm. With Hulu, I clicked on something. It's like, you need the AMC Plus app to watch this. I'm like, fuck you then.
Yeah.
But we have so many of the apps now. You just click on this shit. Hulu could be the central app that you use. It could be the only one.
Once in a while, I'm looking for a certain show, and I'll search it, and it'll say you need it with the Hulu Live subscription or whatever. I'm like, fuck you. I'm not spending $80 to get live TV. So then I end up going on my website. But other than that
would be worth it if you gave up the other apps and just did Hulu with the TV, because then you get all the apps associated with it, like USA app, Fox app, ABC app, and all the other shit. So you would get a lot of things that come with that. But it's just, it's too much. I mean, at this point, it's like, let's just go back to fucking cable, you know?
Yeah, makes no sense.
It's getting back up there, but where we're at, we're at a comfortable spot. But other than that, I haven't really been watching much of anything, man. I kind of sat around, I watched that bullshit yesterday. It was a good show. Then after that, I was watching Generation V, which is a fucking awesome show, man. I absolutely love this universe they created, man. The fuck was that show?
The Boys.
Thank you. Jesus, man. I fucking forgot. Yeah, The Boys. Really good universe that they created there. And I like the fact that it's like gritty superheroes are doing awful shit, because that's the way they would be if they were real. I'm telling you. The Boys is very legit. I think that's how these superheroes would act. I mean, if you put the Justice League in real life, I think eventually they'd be like, yeah, we gotta fucking start being a little harder than this, because these motherfuckers aren't listening, they're stupid. And I think that's what ultimately would happen, you know. So I think it's a really good show. I think this one's still going. I don't know how many episodes it's going to be for this season, but hopefully after this The Boys comes back, because that writer's strike supposedly
is over.
But the actors are striking now, aren't they?
Yeah, it's like I don't know, it's slowly ending or something. Yeah. Stupid.
I mean, do you really give a fuck about these people?
No, I give a fuck about my TV, though. Just hurry up and come to a deal.
Just
hurry up.
We're at a tipping point with AI, man, because they were playing some songs that I was listening to on that WorldStar site.
Yeah.
And they were like, here's a song with, and I forgot who it was. It was like a new song with like Tupac and some other rapper and another rapper. And I'm like, you know, and curiosity was like, I got to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
And it was AI. And it was, and the person put, this is an AI generated using Tupac's voice. And it was fucking phenomenal. It sounded just like him doing it. It was him doing the whole fucking song. And I'm like, dude, it was so fun. And they had DMX jumped in there. And like, all these dead rappers, he put them in there. And I was like, this is fucking flawless.
Yeah.
That's what the actors are scared of now, because you can just take their image. I mean, you can take fucking, all right, Tom Cruise, you want $40 million for this film? Fuck you, we already got your image. Get the fuck out of here, you little prick. Oh yeah, we're going to make you taller too, you, and we're going to fix your teeth, you fucking gap-toothed bitch. Why don't you go take the time that you're not using the film to go spend it with your daughter, you fucking deadbeat.
Oh my God.
I have to throw that in there and talk about Tom Cruise. But seriously, though, that's what they're scared of. They're scared of being replaced, you know? And I think we all are to an extent, because AI is the next big thing, you know? You've got people losing their jobs, their computers. You got one old person watching 13 computers just self-scan things for people. It's just screwed up, man, you know? We're fucking working ourselves. We're putting ourselves into existence, or, you know, extinction, rather. I'm fucking stoned, man. The words don't come easy when you're stoned. They're there. You're just kind of a few seconds behind. But that's been my weekend, though, man. Just sitting here paranoid about the future and shit. So, you ready to get in some topics, or you want to do the birthday story? What, you're going to run the show today, because obviously I'm out to fucking lunch.
It's time to do the birthday.
It's time to do the birthday.
Boy or girl.
Or are they them, or no. She it, or however the fuck they identify as. I think you're going to like this one. I kind of wish this one happened in a couple of weeks, because this could have been your Florida man story. This Florida man wearing Crocs jumps into a crocodile pit and gets bitten.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. Well, you love Crocs.
They're just comfortable, man.
They are comfortable.
Once your feet get used to them, because I remember I didn't really quite like them right away.
Mm-hmm.
It took a couple days, but now I freaking love them. I wear them everywhere. They're on all the freaking time.
You got a pair of shoes like I got, though. Right?
What are you talking about?
The shoes that I have. I have a pair of shoes that apparently are huge down here in the South. I never heard of them.
Oh, the slip-on shoes?
Yeah, they're like slip-on shoes that everyone down here in the South wears them. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, they're fucking like beautiful shoes. They're really nice looking and they're cheap and they're soft and I'm old. So I fucking love these things. And they're pretty big here in the South. So I don't know. The Croc thing, I just never got it. But this man was arrested on Tuesday, November 6th after breaking into Florida's St. Augustine Alligator Farm and diving into a crocodile pit. Police said the man was bitten by a crocodile and sustained non-life-threatening injuries to his feet and leg. The St. Augustine Police Department said they initially responded to an address near the farm on Tuesday morning about a man wearing underwear and crawling on the lawn in a concealed manner. The man, identified as Brandon Keith Hatfield, was taken to Flagler Hospital for medical attention. While officers were driving to the hospital, a second report was received about an incident at the alligator farm. It was later discovered the two calls were related, police said. Staff at the farm reviewed their security footage after finding damage in a croc-style shoe in the crocodile pit. The footage shows a man climbing atop a small structure and jumping into a pond. Police said Hatfield damaged numerous exhibits and statues around the complex, causing more than $5,000 in damage. So there you fucking have it, man. A man in Crocs trying to hop a fence, that's never going to end well.
Yeah, no.
That is not the kind of attire that you want to wear when you're hopping a fence, man. Crocs just don't work out too well. You can't really do too much in Crocs. It's hard to fucking walk in those things.
How do you struggle so much with them?
Because there's supposed to be that back flap that's supposed to like keep it like around your foot.
Yeah, but I don't do that. That flap is in the front for me.
Yeah, see, I mean, I don't know how you guys walk with them on because they're very slippery.
Jenna does that too. Like, who uses the back flap?
I don't know, man. But those, I don't know. I'm just not a fan of the. Whenever I see someone wearing them, I always think that they just gave up on life. You know,
everybody wears them.
I know. A lot of people gave up on life.
Everybody wears them. And Walmart now sells like a knockoff that kind of looks like the Crocs. I don't like those. Those are too damn thin.
They have a lot of them, actually. Mm-hmm. They're not even Crocs. They're more like fucking gator, yeah, I don't man. Like they're those. Like, yeah, they're like little shits. All right, so let's get into some topics here. Let's start off with this one here. So this woman from Schitt's Creek is in trouble. You know, the hot one from Schitt's Creek.
Listen.
The hot one.
Are you going to try that show?
She might get me to watch it, man. She's a very pretty girl. Her name is Emily Hampshire. She really regrets her choice of Halloween costume this year.
Stevie, right?
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck her name is on the show.
The one you thought was cute or whatever every time you came
this
out.
This one.
Yeah.
The dark-haired one. Just every time I came out.
What's
her name?
Yeah. Every time she was on screen. Oh, she's cute.
That's the best part about having amnesia. Dementia, whatever the fuck's going on up here. So the Schitt's Creek actress took to social media on Wednesday to offer a profuse apology for dressing up as Johnny Depp and Amber Heard alongside a friend. Hampshire posted photos of her costume, complete with fake tattoos and a wine bottle, with her friend posing alongside her as a crying Heard. After a torrent of online outrage followed, the actor deleted the images. And here comes the fucking, you know.
Gotta, yep.
Here comes the post.
Yeah.
I want to address what is one of the most thoughtless and sensitive, ignorant things I've ever done, she said in her Wednesday statement. For Halloween, I stupidly thought it would be funny to dress as Depp and Heard. I am deeply sorry and ashamed for putting something that awful out in the universe. AKA, I'm only sorry because y'all were mad and didn't laugh. Because if they laughed, she would have done it again next year. That's exactly.
I thought it was funny.
That would have been. She continued, domestic abuse is never, ever funny. But Johnny Depp was cleared, so there was no domestic abuse. He was she was beating
but
him.
She was beating him. Oh,
okay, that's right. She shit in his bed, didn't she? Like, shit on the bed or something? Amber Turd, they were calling her?
Yeah, I don't know. That was just a hot fucking... They're both fucked up. They're both fucked up people.
Johnny Depp looks like he just rolls around in shit as it is. I mean, it was like, it probably just fell out of his hair. It probably wasn't even hers. And she continued, these are real issues with real people. I'm really regretting my actions. In the future, I'll do better. I'm so sorry. So during the hit CBS show's run, Hampshire played motel clerk Stevie Budd. So that is her name. Who clashes and ultimately becomes friends with the formerly wealthy Rose family after they... Why the fuck are they telling me the plot for this fucking show? I don't care. She did something and she shouldn't have apologized.
Because it's a good show.
They're like fucking trying to pitch me the damn show. The show is so good, apparently. There's a fucking thing hanging up behind you.
I know. My sister did a painting.
Yeah. That's actually a really nice painting.
It's yeah.
Better than that bullshit fucking when Hunter those, Biden does.
What the fuck are they, like, paint and wine, paint and sip, or whatever. She made a Schitt's Creek freaking painting for me, and I have it hanging up in our bedroom.
Your sister's one bougie bitch, man. Fucking wine tasting, so they paint, and she, what the fuck?
She loves her wine, man. Mm-hmm. They offer wine somewhere, she's going.
You can't wear sneakers in here, you have to put your fucking crystal fucking glass slippers on.
But I don't know. I didn't. People are so damn sensitive. It was a Halloween costume, and I thought it was funny.
Dude.
Like, I don't even give a shit that it was her. It could have been anyone, an actress or whatever that I didn't know. It's still funny. It was a funny costume. People, get the fuck over it.
Can you imagine being that kind of person who looks at everything for something to be offended by?
You have to find something wrong with it.
Everything. Everything. Can you imagine that, though? Waking up in the morning, you turn on the radio, you hear someone say, well, it's going to be 87 degrees and very, very hot outside. Oh, my goodness. How could they say that? You know what I mean? It's like every little thing you hear, you fucking pick up the mail and you're like, oh, my God, this is a stupid thing. And because everything just makes you miserable, you know? And I'm a miserable guy, but not everything does that to me. I mean, I don't sit there and fucking talk about how miserable I am all day long. It's just not the way it is. But some people out there are like that. They fucking hear a joke, they got to pick it apart to see other people laughing. They want them to stop.
I mean, how many times have people freaking dressed up as, like, Michael Jackson?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who fucking molested how many fucking kids?
Freddy Krueger, every year. What was he, a child fucking rapist? Yeah.
Like, who cares what she dressed up as? Like, I don't, like, who gives a crap? It was a cool costume. Good for you. That's creative. Who the hell else dressed up as those two? No one, probably. Yeah. That was creative. Good for you. Good oh, I'm so sorry.
Is there anything that isn't offensive to someone? People just need to grow a set, man.
Like, it's just a costume. Like, I just don't understand. People should be able to dress up as whatever the fuck they want.
It would be so easy to take the power back that these people were given. I don't understand, like, when the outcasts and when the weak ones were given all the power, you know? Because it's like, why are the weak people in control of everything?
I don't
why do we bend our will to the weak? It's like, that's the problem with America, you know? Sometimes you have to just let them go. Let them fend for themselves. That's the thing. We're always trying to pick up and pick up, and it's slowing down our progress, man. We're trying to pick up weak people. You got people that are crying, like, all right, then you want to go somewhere better. You hate America, then get the fuck out. Go somewhere else where they don't have these problems, these quote-unquote problems. You can find out what real problems are, you piece of shit.
I bet you whatever freaking party or whatever she did that night, people thought it was fucking
everybody
awesome.
Was laughing. She had a great time. She probably got fucking railed somewhere.
Oh,
some
God.
Lucky bastard. You ready for next one?
Jesus, man.
$30 million inheritance that led to man's fatal poisoning was a scam, according to a news report. This North Dakota woman is accused of fatally poisoning her boyfriend with antifreeze in what may have been a plot to snatch part of $30 million. He believed he'd been left by a relative. But the man's son says that the couple were tricked by a stranger and there never was any inheritance at all.
How does that happen?
Easy. Look at your fucking spam folder in your email. Hi, my name... Hello, my name is Bumbutu from Africa. You send me $30 million in your bank account and I will give you fucking $60 million. You're fucking stupid, man. Here's a good one. So there's this prison scam that's going around. It's not a prison scam. It's a military scam where there's a military guy, or they claim to be from the military and they're stranded, and they have a check for $3,000 that they can't cash for some reason. And they'll say, here... You cash this check for me. I'll give you $500 from it. You give me the $2,500 and you keep $500 as thanks for helping out a soldier. People are falling for it. What the check does is it bounces in their account and overdrafts them. And this guy just gets free money and they get $500, but they're still overdrafted by fucking, you know, $3,000. So that was another scam that was going around. People are fucking falling for these things left and right.
But the thing, to me, like, it just doesn't make sense that these people can be so stupid all the time. If it's not someone you fucking know, like, I don't know that fucking soldier. Why the fuck, dude, I don't know you. Reach out to your family.
Yeah, because I don't think people are stupid. I think they're desperate and they want to believe it.
I don't know. Like, I get some random email asking for help from a person I don't know. Like, you better email someone else.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Like, no, I don't even help my family.
Dude, I'm with you, man. No, I'm with you. I mean, every dollar counts in this household, man. We fucking hold on to everything we got because it's what we got. It's ours, you know?
Jesus.
It's sad. I can go in the email right now and I can pull up 30 different ones of these, man. Hi, do you know what? I'm just sending this email out to you in hopes that this finds my family who I'm trying to give $22.5 million. If you can get me in touch with them, I'll give you all this money. Just give them like 10 bucks, okay? I mean, seriously, and people are falling, oh my God, my lucky day's been here. And they'll reply to the email and someone with broken English is fucking replying back to you. You know, it's and they fall for it, man, because they want it to be true. And some people with good hearts, like old people, you know, they will get a call from some tech support agent, some text to remove a virus, and some Indian dude telling him that he needs money for his family, and they're sending him money.
Well, what do you think it's going to be when we're old?
Oh, we ain't stupid.
Well, but yeah, in 40 years from now,
yeah, it could be. It, you know,
there's
going to
be some other fucking shit out there that
we're. You're right. We're smart to this shit, but there'll be new shit. There'll be new shit. We'll be older and slower, and I'll be higher probably. The shit'll be even stronger. Oh,
God.
I hope I don't make it that far. I don't think I will. I've been feeling kind of weird the past few days, but anyway, it was a scam. Ryan Riley told the New York Post. Ina Thea Knoyer, 47, was charged with murder on Monday in a September death of Ryan's father, Stephen Edward Riley Jr., 51. Ryan said his father had received an email from someone claiming to be a distant relative. So this is exactly what I was saying it was.
No.
Telling Riley they would rendezvous at a nearby airport to organize the transfer. He was convinced he had inherited the money and was going to receive it when the supposed lawyer landed. But the supposed lawyer never showed up. The Minoy Police Department previously said the investigators believe Knoyer had financial motives to murder her boyfriend of 10 years. Both Stephen and Ina believe the $30 million inheritance was real, but we have no indication it would ever have been paid out. So yeah, they got duped, and this woman showed her true nature, obviously, when money was mentioned. And a lot of people do this. You go to any funeral, yeah. And you'll see the family that once loved each other and crying at the guy's funeral, now fighting over a fucking check.
But it's just, like, really... You have a distant relative with $30 million that you're getting.
So distant.
Never heard of this person before.
You're just as distant as them. You never heard of them, but somehow they heard of you.
Yeah, they left it to you. I just, oh, man.
People just want to, they just want to believe it, man.
$30 million.
I'd read these scam emails, and sometimes I'm like, motherfucker, why can't you be real, man? Why can't you be some real prince in Egypt that wants to send me $50 million?
Yeah.
How fucking... Dude, wouldn't that be some shit if one of them was real? There's some fucking dude like, why the fuck won't anyone answer these fucking emails? He has like a gun to his head. You have to give away all the money.
Oh, God. Mm. All right. Well, I have something for Thanksgiving, because it's coming up real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Putting together a Thanksgiving feast isn't cheap for the average consumer. However, Target on Wednesday announced it's featuring a Turkey Day meal for four that is under $25 online and in-store. The deal includes a 10-pound frozen Good & Gather premium-basted young turkey, a 5-pound bag of Good & Gather russet potatoes. Is that their store brand or something?
It sounds like it.
A 14.5-ounce bag of Good & Gather cut green beans, a 22-ounce can of Campbell's cream of mushroom soup. Ugh. A 14-ounce can of Ocean Spray jellied cranberry sauce, a 6-ounce box of stovetop turkey stuffing mix, and a 12-ounce jar of Heinz Homestyle roasted turkey gravy. That's a lot.
It is.
that's quite a bit that comes in there.
Mm-hmm.
The pre-tax total for the meal comes out to $23.24 according to Target's online prices. Guests who purchase a $25 deal online just have to go to Target.com, add to cart, check out, and then pick up the items in-store, or a Target team member will bring the items to their car with the free drive-up service.
Are we still doing that shit?
Well, people are lazy, so yeah. They still have all the parking spots outside.
I know.
Or the drive-thru pick. I think the Green Walmart here has like a certain area.
The Food Lion store that I like to go to. Yeah. They have them right there. I see people with their trunks open.
It's like, drive up here and like... It's all numbered, and people still use it. Like, they refuse to get the hell out of the car.
I like getting my own groceries. I don't want someone picking out a steak for me.
I know, and I don't like when they have to, like... Well, they don't have that, so let's get something else and
seriously,
substitute
what the
it.
Fuck with that shit, man. Get up and get your own fucking groceries, people. Jesus, man. Get the fuck up. You fucking blobs. Get the fuck up. You know what's going to happen? These people are moving less and less. Eventually, they're going to be content with laying in their beds with a freaking tube attached to their penis so they can just pee in it and not even have to get out of the bed to pee. There's going to be like a string they pull to flush the toilet in the other room. They're just disgusting, man. It is like my 800-pound life in everyone's household, and they're going to get worse.
Customers can also receive the items on their doorstep through Target's same-day delivery with Shipt.
Mm.
So they don't even have to get in the car. they can just sit on their couch still. If you need separate items for your Thanksgiving meal, Target is offering turkey for less than $1 a pound, sides for under $5, desserts for under $5, adult beverages for at $5, and activities like a favorite day, harvest cookies, sugar cookie kit, and mini village gingerbread kit. Target isn't the only company offering a budget-friendly Thanksgiving meal this year. Walmart has vowed to remove inflation from the cost of its holiday dinner kits, and Aldi has also said it will lower prices on Thanksgiving dinner items. So there are deals out there. We don't do Thanksgiving here.
No. We know. We tried it.
We've tried it.
The kids
and
don't
it's
eat.
Just like, why, with the tears and the throwing up and the
fake
I don't eat it.
Dry heaving. Like, man, motherfucker, you, this is delicious. You eat that shit.
We tried. Like, look, we have tried. Yeah. And it's just like, it becomes stressful for everybody. It's like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Eat what you want. I don't care. Like, when you're, you know,
I pour some gravy on your Cheez-Its, and that's about as festive as these little bastards will get.
Jesus.
Fucking weirdos.
I don't know. So, I mean, I just wanted to let people know that you can get a cheap Thanksgiving dinner.
They're also delivering the prescriptions, like we were talking about a couple weeks ago. They're just dropping off packages. Yeah, the drones. Mm-hmm. I mean, how much worse is it going to get? Eventually that drone's just going to fly right through your window. It's going to open up the package, open the little pill bottle. It's going to pinch your nose, tilt your head back, open your mouth, and drop the
Make
pill in there
swallow.
For you.
Yeah.
And if you don't swallow it, you're going to have that laser beam that's going to open up from underneath it and blast your freaking skull off. Fucking A, man. This is a crazy future we have ahead of us. This AI shit, there's so many things that would scare me right now if I cared about dying. Seriously, there's so much. I don't even know what I'd point to first. I mean, nuclear war, all the immigrants coming over. You don't know who's a bad guy, who's a good guy. I know one of them was a terrorist that they found, a fucking well-known terrorist that they found just walked right over the fucking border into our country, you know? There's so many things to be scared of right now, but AI is definitely up there for me. It's definitely up there. I mean, like, my job is going to be taken soon, I guarantee you, by AI. It's like you got to keep running and finding the next thing before it's taken away from you, you know? It's seriously, that's how it's getting right now.
Yeah, the type of jobs that you get, they last about a year, and then you
that's
have to
it.
Go. And,
that's it. It's like, okay, well, we're going to computers now, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's everything now. I got to start learning how to fucking build houses and shit, seriously, because they're going to have robots doing that, too. What good are we going to be? Why are we making ourselves extinct? It just doesn't make any sense. That's like lions in the jungle of Africa saying, you know what, I don't want to hunt anymore. Let's create something that hunts better than us. They create something better that hunts better than them, and then it kills everything and eats all the food, and then they go hungry and starve out and die. That's what we're doing to ourselves. We're killing ourselves here with this bullshit. How many people are going fucking homeless because they can't get a job because the fucking computer's got it, you know? What the fuck? What are we doing, people?
Yeah.
What is this person doing? Florida college student arrested in a banana costume after allegedly urinating on the sidewalk.
I saw that. Like,
it was not peanut butter jelly time for this bitch. Oh my god. A University of Miami student was arrested early Sunday morning after he was allegedly caught. How are you allegedly caught urinating? You're either doing it or you're not, right?
He was doing it, but like the judge hasn't said he's guilty yet, so...
While wearing a banana costume, he was urinating on a sidewalk. His name is Kyle Mortimer. He's 20 years old. Of course he is. He was in a banana costume as he urinated on a sidewalk in Key West, so you know he was underage drinking as well. Just across the street from a portable bathroom.
Well, they're disgusting.
Oh, man. But
If I was a man, I would want to pee on the side of the road, too. I wouldn't want to go in there.
Sunday at 1:15 a.m.? Yeah, that's probably a good idea. I mean, I used to walk down the street backwards and piss.
It's just like, if you're a man, you can do it. I don't want to see it, and you shouldn't, but like as a female, we're stuck, man. We're screwed.
Not really. I mean, you guys could do the
stealth
squat. I
ain't gonna go squat in a freaking bush and, no.
Oh my god, this brought back a fucking horrible memory. High school memory, there was this girl, we were having a pep rally, and she did just that. You know how when you sit on like the seats in like a bleacher?
Yeah.
How like your ass will hang off.
Oh no, she.
I remember seeing the side of her ass, and all of a sudden, just water just falling. We're like, "What the fuck?"
That's
she didn't
disgusting.
Give a fuck, dude. She was didn't give a fuck.
I hope no one was playing underneath the bleachers.
No, like they were playing music because it was like a pep rally. They were playing music. This was in Donnellan High School, and they were playing music. It was all loud, and then while she was peeing, it was loud, and then part of it cut off the music, and you could hear water hitting the ground. And it sounded like it was raining, and no one said anything. It just got quiet, and you heard drip, 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 and the principal starts talking. Yeah, we're going to beat the Blue Jays, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so
so you guys can do it just as easy.
But I'm not nasty. I wouldn't go in a porta potty. I would just hold it as in fine. Yeah. Like no. Mm-mm.
So when the officers identified themselves and asked Mortimer to stop, he began zigzagging in order to prevent police from arresting him. An officer grabbed his arm and pinned him in an attempt to gain control. The college student continued to pull away and tried to free his right arm. Mortimer interlaced his fingers and held them tightly together to prevent officers from placing him in handcuffs before police were finally able to get control and arrest him. He's a second-year student at the University of Miami. He's been arrested with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. He was booked into jail, and he has a great college story to tell for the rest of his life. His grandkids are going to know about this. Yeah, man, Grandpa was fucking stupid when you hear about Grandpa fucking... You can't tell us what to do. You're out there peeing with a banana suit on, dickhead.
I think everyone's drunk in Key West.
I mean, yeah, that's why there's so many Florida man stories. How many of these people are actually Florida men? Native Florida people, or just people that
I don't know.
Tear shit up.
I don't know.
That'd be great if Florida was just a really sane place with nice people, and it was the idiots that would immigrate over that were just doing all the dumb Florida, because they're so happy to be away from the shithole state that they're from, run by Democrats, probably. They're just cutting up, doing drugs.
Election's going to be interesting with how many people moved.
Oh, my God.
With how many people fucking moved out of freaking New York and all that.
Oh, I'm going to be, trust me, in the weeks, in the months leading up to the election, I'll be saying, remember why you left, people. Remember why you left. You left and came here for reasons. We have something that the place that you left didn't have. Remember that when it's time to vote. I got another one here for you real quick. Florida man steals a wallet from a Chili's co-worker and buys pumpkin and beer at Publix. Florida man was arrested after allegedly stealing his Chili co-worker's wallet and using her credit card to buy a pumpkin and beer from Publix. Edward Atwood was charged with 4 counts of fraud impersonation, possession of stolen credit card, and first-degree petty theft after the incident that unfolded on October 29th, according to an arrest report obtained by Fox 35 News. So an employee at the Chili's in Port Charlotte contacted the authorities after her wallet was stolen and a card was used in 4 unauthorized transactions. The card was used at Winn-Dixie, Publix, a Shell gas station, and Dollar General in the span of several hours on October 29th.
Damn. Yeah. They were getting around, man.
Deputies visited the stores where the transactions were made and reviewed surveillance footage, which showed a man in a black shirt, pants, and Chili's baseball hat. The deputy contacted management at Chili's, who ID'd the man in the footage as Atwood, according to the report. You see, he wore his work hat like a fucking idiot. It was also revealed that Atwood was working at said Chili's on the same day of the wallet theft. On Halloween, deputies arrived at Atwood's home and spoke to the homeowner, who said Atwood had purchased a new pumpkin on the front porch on Saturday, alongside a case of beer, according to the arrest report. Atwood arrived at home shortly after and was arrested. Deputies found his co-worker's wallet on his person, along with all her cards and IDs. They reviewed other footage, which showed him leaving the house wearing the same outfit he was seen on store surveillance and removing the beer and pumpkin from his car. So yeah, there you go, man. He was released from Charlotte County Jail after posting a $23,000 bond, and that was his coworker he fucked over, man.
What a scumbag.
His fucking coworker, dude. She works at the same job you do, making the same money that you make. What makes you think you're entitled to what she's working, the same job that you're working for, you
know? And then he's just spending it all over the place. Went to 4 or 5 different places.
And he didn't buy anything that was necessary. Like, no. You're not stealing to buy food for your baby. You're buying a pumpkin for your front porch.
Yeah.
And beer. Get the fuck out of here, you worthless scumbag, man. That woman needed that money, you know?
Yeah, it's fucking Chili's. He ain't making a whole hell of a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you ain't retiring at Chili's. Mm-hmm. Unless you're a fucking franchisor or some shit.
Well, a New Jersey school custodian used bleach and personal bodily fluids to contaminate food products in utensils intended for elementary school students, investigators allege. So Giovanni Impellizzieri, who's 25, is facing multiple felony counts after allegedly recording himself performing sexual acts with items from the school. Giovanni posted extremely disturbing videos to Telegram, prompting several tips to be sent to officials with the Elizabeth F. Moore School in Upper Deerfield. As detailed in a shocking probable cause affidavit, videos obtained by police showed him using various utensils and items from the school to wipe his penis, testicles, and anus. He's like, why?
Disgusting.
Additionally, he could be seen masturbating and urinating on pillows and kitchen bowls, and spraying bleach on cucumbers later served to the students. As if that wasn't revolting enough, he allegedly used multiple pieces of bread to wipe his anus and genitals before putting the bread back into the container to be later served to the children at the public school.
Kids were going to be eating this shit.
Yeah. Such a scumbag. He has worked for the Upper Deerfield School District since 2019. He is currently locked up in Cumberland County Jail in advance of a detention hearing.
I would try him as if he's been doing this the whole time, because you have to assume that he was.
Right, and he just started putting it up on whatever the hell website that is.
Yeah. Like, why are you putting it on the website? Why are you doing it? You're not going to get rich doing that, so why are you doing it? Seriously, why are you putting that up there? What is the goal of putting a video of you harming someone else online for? You're not going to get rich doing that.
He was doing that. I would have my kids checked. Like, were they eating the cucumbers with the bleach on it? Like,
there's some things I just don't understand the point of it. I mean, is a like really that important? Because there is something out there that is more addicting than cigarettes. There's something more addicting than sugar. It's that feeling in your brain you get when something happens, like the gratification gene, you know, the dopamine trip or whatever the fuck you want to call it, that people get in their heads, that good feeling that you get. You know, like if someone that you like gives you a hug or something, or a peck on the cheek, that little rush that you get. People get that when you get a like online or like a follow or some shit. People get that little feeling, you know, and they love having these channels where they do stupid shit. And they're willing to do anything to get that next hit. You know, they're junkies for it. That's what it is. It's a fucking rush. And they keep upping the ante. There's that one black kid. He has a channel. For some reason, he's been popping up online. But he's doing dumb shit. And he had something where, like, they did some experiment in his room. And there was smoke all over the place. And he was, like, gagging. And I think they had to, like, help him out or some shit. He had to get medical attention because they were doing something stupid. And he, you know?
Yeah.
Because the last thing he did was popular. And you have to top it, right? You got to keep doing dumb shit. Fucking idiots, man. Oh, this is my favorite story. Let's just fucking do this one now. Alabama mayor, pastor, dies by suicide after being involuntarily outed as a transgender woman. An Alabama community is in shock after the tragic death of a local leader following their involuntary outing as a transgender woman when a local conservative news blog posted photos of them embracing their secret gender identity. See, the reason why this one's my favorite one is because this highlights how ridiculous this whole thing is, man. That something so personal as how someone identifies or sexual orientation or whatever, for some reason has become a political thing, and it never should have become political because it's personal.
Right.
If you feel a certain way, that should be your issue to deal with people around you, your support center. It shouldn't be broadcast everywhere. It shouldn't be celebrated.
Yeah, it's no one's fucking business. Who the hell are these people that are posting this shit?
Yeah, because you make your business personal, and people are going to choose a side. They're going to like it or they're not going to like it. And they're going to voice their opinions on it. What did you think was going to happen? Did you think you're going to say, hey, trans people, you can get babies transgendered without your parents' consent, and everyone's just going to be on board with this weird shit? Of course you're going to get pushed back. So what you created here is this guy who should never have gone to this length. He never should have killed himself. The reason why is because this thing's been politicized. You have the conservatives trying to out this guy, and this was wrong what they did to out this guy.
Completely wrong, yeah.
But I mean, but why is this even an issue? This is this guy's personal preference. It never should have been a thing. Oh well, he likes to wear women's underwear. He does it in the privacy of his own home. Who cares? Who cares, yeah. Right? Is he a good pastor? Does he do good by the community? Who gives a fuck what he does? But it's become a hotbed issue. We have to care. We have to argue about this stuff now because they made it a problem, you know? And the fucking weirdo extremists that love the attention, they're making it a problem too. But Smith Station Mayor Florida, I'm sorry, Mayor F.L., Bubba Copeland, so he goes by F.L., or went by because, you know, he ain't with us anymore, who also served as the pastor of First Baptist Church in Phoenix City, was found dead Friday evening. Lee County Sheriff Jay Jones confirmed to Columbus, Georgia CBS affiliate WRBL. I can confirm he took his own life, Jones said. Besides his political and religious affiliations, Copeland was known locally for owning a small grocery store in the Alabama backwaters. Recent scrutiny emerged when Alabama news blog 1819 News reported Wednesday that Copeland had been engaging in explicit online activities, allegedly posting pornography, memes, and photos of himself in women's clothing online under the pseudonym Brittany Blair Summerlin. The photo shared screenshots from Copeland's now-deleted Instagram and Reddit accounts where the mayor openly explored her transgender identity. Copeland also reportedly shared transgender-specific fiction and erotica that they authored, according to published reports. Copeland discussed hormone replacement therapy in some of their online posts. The advocate honors people's chosen names and pronouns. Because Copeland did not publicly come out before their death, the advocate is referring to them as a person they presented publicly. Blah, blah, blah. That was a little fucking side piece there, they said, which was fucking stupid. So anyway, this guy was getting a bunch of messages ridiculing him. The person that was going after him asked, "Are you happy? What crime are you going to commit next, you sick freak? You people make me sick. I hope you're proud of yourself. You should never be around children." He got a lot of hate messages over this after this was outed, because what they did was the conservative group, they posted this shit online and they were letting the community know. He started getting all these nasty hate messages and he went and killed himself. Former U.S. Senator from Alabama, Doug Jones, a Democrat, wrote honestly about Copeland, whom he knew. He says, "I'm saddened about the death of my friend, Mayor Bubba Copeland. He was a good man and a great mayor who led the small town of Smith Station through the tough times of a devastating tornado a few years ago. God bless his family." This is pretty brutal, man.
Yeah, that's awful.
This is not a good look there for the right wing, man. I mean, they revealed it. They put it online. This guy's business. The
problem is, no one cares anymore.
No one cared.
No, they're just gonna post whatever the fuck they want, no matter who it hurts, no matter who it bothers. Oh, you're going
somewhere else with that. Okay.
It's just like, this wasn't your business.
Yeah.
You know, like, just let it go. Not that I agree with whatever the fuck he was doing. I'm just saying that that's a person.
Yeah, it's a human being.
That's someone that has feelings, and you just go like, and look what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mind your fucking business, man.
Dude, I just don't understand.
Man. They just don't give a fuck. They post whatever the fuck they want. Don't care what happens to anybody. It's so annoying. Both sides, everybody, mm-hmm. everybody does it, and it's freaking annoying.
Dude, it's ridiculous. It really is. The whole thing about it is, people didn't care about this, and this is where I thought you were going. That people don't care about the trans lifestyle. They didn't care if men were doing this weird shit behind closed doors before they made it a public issue, before they started with the LGBTQIA unity and the rainbow shit. You had to put it in classrooms and force it on everybody and sex changes on children.
Now it's all over the fucking place. You can't get away from it.
That's the thing. They took what no one cared anymore. No one gave... If I saw a dude in a dress, which I did, I remember telling you about this person. I came home from work, like, this dude was wearing a fucking dress. But people just looked and laughed, and we made fun of him when he left, but it wasn't a big deal. Now you see him, like, better not go in the fucking woman's bathroom. And no one even thought about it back then. Because it was known. Like, hey, you're a dude that does weird shit. You just stay in your fucking lane. Just don't do weird shit. Now it's being openly fucking told to do weird shit. And people are going to pick sides, and they're going to fight over it. And you're going to have shit like this. The guy getting ridiculed. They never should have posted his business online. And I don't think this would have been an issue years ago.
Like, whatever he posts or whatever, like, that's on him. But, like, you don't need to do it.
Yeah.
You know, like, just, I don't know.
We're starting to see transgender people as the enemy, and because they're being made out to be the enemy, and then in their circles, we're being made out to be the enemy if we're not on board with it. So now you've got two opposing sides, and you get shit like this. Hatred on both sides now, which is fucking what they want, you know? It's not the way things should be, but it's what they want. And congratulations, I guess, to the Democrats. You know, you got more blood on your hands, people. You fucking create these problems. I got one more here for you. Just married Iowa teacher accused of sex acts with students as young as 13 years old.
Ugh.
Another woman.
God.
Another one. Why is it always a woman? You don't see men teachers.
Men, it's once in a great while. Like, maybe we get we do bring them up, but it's like once a year or once every other year. It's always freaking women, though. Like, I don't understand it. I don't get it.
It is. It's always a woman. And men are always accused of thinking with their dicks, but then you get these stories. We could always easily just point right back. Like, yeah. What the fuck's wrong with these women, dude?
Yeah, I don't know. Because
he's like
no idea.
Venus flytrap. Anything that lands on it, it snaps on that motherfucker.
So gross. Tries
to swallow it.
13, man. How can you possibly? How can you possibly think a 13-year-old is attractive? Like, how does that happen?
I've tried to explain what I thought it was with these, like, adults that still, like, lust after children. There's something mentally wrong there.
Oh, there definitely is. Yeah. They didn't grow up right or something happened.
And, like, I don't have a degree in anything, but when I was 13 years old, I was attracted to 13-year-olds. When I was 15, I was attracted to 15-year-olds, you know? But as I got older, my taste changed. And everyone's taste is supposed to change. You're supposed to look at people your age or older, you know? You're not supposed to go back. You're supposed to move forwards. Something with these people, they stay in that, you know, like, they're always weird. You can tell with them. They're awkward in public. They can't look you in the eye when they talk. They're really, like, beaten down. And they relate to children more. They gravitate towards kids because they're still mentally in that stage, you know? It's got to be a mental defect.
Weird.
Which is why I always say you can't rehab that, because that's how they are. They're wired that way. That's just what they want. This woman's that way too. I don't think she's like, oh, fuck anything. I just think she's still a kid in her mind. That, like, that's what she likes. You can't rehab it. You gotta execute the bitch.
Oh, God, I don't know.
But anyway, months after her wedding, an Iowa teacher faces criminal charges for allegedly engaging. So I guess you're right with the allegedly explanation. Until the judge deems always alleged. Okay. In multiple sexually orientated acts with at least three students, the youngest of which being 13. Cassidy Krause of Westside, 24, was just married to her husband on July 1st, according to an online announcement from the couple. Court records show that her new husband filed for divorce on August 28th. 3 days before the filing, Inside Edition reported, Krause tendered her resignation in lieu of termination at IKM Manning Schools. The school board announced the news at the time and noted that the teacher had been on leave since an investigation was launched into her alleged conduct after the school received reports from a parent that she was distributing illicit material. Just last week, Krause was arrested on two counts of lascivious acts with a child, three counts of dissemination of obscure material to a minor, and third-degree sexual abuse. A criminal complaint filed against Krause and obtained by Fox News Digital goes into slightly more detail. Allegedly, the Iowa teacher performed sex acts with a person 14 and disseminated obscene material to one victim via Snapchat in 2022 and two more in 2023. In at least two incidences, Krause allegedly fondled or touched the pubes or genitals of children. The other two were between the ages of 13 and 14. Somehow, she posted a $10,000 bond the morning after her arrest, and she's scheduled to be arraigned this coming Thursday, actually. So, we'll see if we can keep updated on that one. If convicted under all counts under Iowa sentencing guidelines, she can face up to 33 years in prison.
I don't even know what to say anymore with these damn teachers. Like, I just don't understand it.
I explained it. I tried to explain it as good as I can.
No, I get it. I just, it's still, like, I don't know. They're like little kids. I just, like, are these popular kids in middle school and she wasn't popular in school?
That's what I was thinking, too. Like, maybe she's like, still mentally, she didn't get that attention. She liked it. Just, she was jealous of the other girls.
Like, I...
There is something to that, what you're saying, because you think about work. Whenever you go to work, people always play these roles, and they almost revert back to their high school personalities at school. Like, you got the drunk party girl.
Right,
You got the asshole dude. You've got, like, the outcast people. And this is work. Like, if you've worked at an office or a place that has a lot of people in it, like a Walmart or, like, a Staples or any of those...
There's always fucking cliques.
You got your cliques, yeah. And you're like, what the fuck, am I in high school? Yes, because people crave for that shit. I think this woman craved for something she lacked in life.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that's what it is. Like,
and she's a pervert.
Ugh, God.
She's a disgusting bitch, man. I mean...
I don't know. Yeah. Well, I have one more.
Okay.
A man faces charges after allegedly... he broke into someone's home and accidentally left behind an arrest warrant with his name on it.
Fucking idiot. Here's my address too, you fucking asshole.
Oh, God. I don't know what state this was, but it sounds like something a Florida man would do. On October 18th, a man told police that while he was outside of his home, Morica Walls came up to him and claimed he was selling candy for St. Jude. The man stated that Walls was holding a USPS envelope with a small stack of papers. According to Memphis police, Tennessee, the man was suspicious of Walls and told him to come back the next day. Moments later, the man's neighbor left his home. When the neighbor returned, he found that his house had been burglarized. Reports state that the suspect took several electronics. The neighbor noticed that an envelope was left in his doorway. The envelope reportedly had mail addressed to Walls, along with a copy of an arrest warrant with Walls' name on it. The 37-year-old is now being charged with aggravated robbery and theft of property. These are just two of the several crimes he has been charged with, including burglary and attempted murder. In each case, the charges were dropped due to lack of prosecution. So he just keeps getting away with it, this dude.
Yeah.
On Wednesday morning, Walls was scheduled to appear in court. During that time, he told the judge he does odd jobs when she asked him about his source of income. Walls later stated that his family has been helping him financially, but not as far as hiring him to get an attorney. He then appointed a public defender to represent him. He is currently being held on a $55,000 bond and is set to appear in court on Thursday morning.
Hmm.
See, now, when he leaves the evidence behind and it has his freaking name on it, that's do you good, really man. Need a trial or anything? Do you really need to go through all that? But he left an arrest warrant with his name on it there. Mm-hmm. Who else could it have been? We don't need to go through all the, you know, the hoops to... Although he keeps getting away with stuff.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
That's what happens if you don't pay the price. You're going to keep repeating the same fucking mistakes, man. Isn't that how it goes?
Just, what a moron, dude. You deserve to get caught, you stupid fuck.
Once an asshole, always an asshole. Isn't that what they say?
Nice job.
You like that one?
Mm-hmm.
I know this is your favorite segment of the show, but I just can't pinpoint why.
I forgot.
I have no fucking clue. I can't figure it out myself, but I am so excited to be spending the time with you today. It's it's been a fucking weird week. It has been, seriously. This has been the fastest week I can ever remember. This is just from my perspective, because I said it to you the other day. It was like Wednesday. I'm like, dude, what the fuck is going on with this week? And then it was Friday. I'm like, oh my God, I'm already off again? Like, what the hell's going on? And then yesterday blew by, and now today's blown by.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? This week is dragging.
Yeah. That's what it is. It's a matter of perception. If you keep yourself busy, you're constantly doing shit. And that's my new goal, is to stay busy. Stay busy, constantly do something. If I'm not working, I'm doing something else. If I'm doing something else, I'm trying to do something else. I'm trying to stay busy. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because my days are flying by now. Before you know it, they're going to be fucking picking worms out of my ass. Fucking decaying body and shit. Let's get into the asshole story, shall we? Before I start getting all fucking depressive. I felt this gas pain the other night. It's close to my heart.
Oh my God, dude.
All right, so this person wants to know. Am I the asshole for telling my 14-year-old daughter that she's average looking?
Why would you do that?
I just wanted to throw an easy one at you today.
Why would you do that, though?
I saw this title.
You're trying to build confidence in children. Why would you do that? Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
I saw this title, and I'm like, I'm not even going to read this one. I'm going to wait until the show. And that's what I do with everything, really. But this one, I wanted to read it. And I'm like, no, I'm saving this one for the show. Because there's no way you can come back from this.
No, and I don't care if the kid is like acting over the top. They're hot and they're all that. Like, good for them. They have confidence. Like, good for them.
Well, that's when you brag with them. Like, yep, I made that. Yep, that's my kid.
Like, you don't need to go. Yeah. Like, I don't know what happened. Obviously, you only read the title, but I'm just saying. Like, you just don't say that.
Yeah, I don't know. But there you go. So would it matter if it's a man or a woman who said it?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. I was just wondering because they started off immediately talking about their sex. So the person says, I, a 39-year-old female.
Yeah, no, I don't care. You shouldn't talk to your kid that way.
At first, I thought it was some asshole dad, and I'm like, this fucking dad needs to get punched, but it's the mom, so I'm like, oh, okay. I can maybe see how a mom could get away with saying it if they said it a certain way.
I don't know. This better be a really good story, man, because I can't see it.
Like, maybe the daughter's really ugly and thinks she's hot, and the mom's like, oh, you're going to get hurt if you keep acting like this. Maybe you should stop being a bitch, because you ain't that. You ain't all that. I was, but you're not.
Oh, my God.
All right, so this will be good. So I'm a 39-year-old female. I have a very insecure 14-year-old daughter who has a depressingly unhealthy obsession with her looks. She often avoids mirrors and pictures because her mood instantly drains when she sees herself.
And so your thing is to say you're average looking, because that'll fucking help. Mm-hmm. That will help. Hon, you're beautiful. Like what?
Yeah.
If she already is self-conscious and she doesn't like the way she looks, you're not helping. Oh, God, this poor child.
That's like a father and son out there shooting hoops, and the kid is like, Dad, you know what? I'll never be able to play because I'm too short. And Dad being like, yeah, son, you are a little fucking shrimp. Maybe you should go inside and play video games. I'll be playing out here by myself. And the kid's like looking out the window with his dad. It's like, yay, shooting the ball around and crying.
Oh,
shit.
My God, this poor kid. Yeah.
She constantly asks her father and me if we think she's pretty. And we always tell her the same thing, that she's a beautiful girl inside and out. As I understand how most teenage girls are with their body image, as I was one at one point myself, my daughter's vanity is not only becoming exhausting to those around her, but I fear it's causing her to slowly lose herself. Yesterday, I decided to sit her down to chat with her about this, to discuss what's bothering her, And to see if she's willing to visit a therapist. Wow, you're initiating a conversation she obviously isn't ready to have because she hasn't come to you. And you're going to throw a therapist at her in the middle of this uncomfortable conversation she's not prepared for. Do you think that's a good sound strategy for a mother to have with an insecure daughter?
If she's having real issues, though.
Yeah.
If she's saying that she's like she's obsessing over it and it's becoming a problem.
How bad is it, though? That's the thing she hasn't really said. She hasn't said how bad it is. But
I don't know. It depends on the situation.
She told me she didn't want to talk about it. But as her mother, of course, I'm going to be worried, so I insisted, and she finally agreed. A few minutes into the conversation, she asked exactly this. Mom, I want you to be completely honest with me. That means no sugarcoating. The kids at my school think I'm ugly and say I look like a bird because I have a big nose.
God, kids are so fucking mean.
They are, but that's school. That's school.
I know.
Do you really think I'm beautiful, or are you just lying? Now, I'm an honest person, so I gave her the most honest answer I had. I told her she was average looking, like most people in the world are, and that it's not a bad thing to have an average appearance. She immediately got up and left without saying a word and just went into her room for the rest of the night.
You just ruined everything. She's...
forever.
She doesn't like her look. She's being picked on and made fun of at school, and you just ruined it even more.
You know what you say to your kid? And luckily my kids are beautiful. They haven't had to say anything.
14 years old. They are emotional. They're going through puberty. It's middle school. It's a freaking wreck. Like, this is like the worst of it. Oh my God. I hate this mother.
The absolute worst thing she could have said. Mm-hmm. There's no coming back from this. What you say is...
And she's always going to remember that.
Everybody looks different. Not everybody's going to be everyone's cup of tea. If these people don't like you, there's going to be 100 other people that will. Tell them to go fuck themselves.
Yeah, you're beautiful, hon. Yeah, this is not the way...
That's all you tell them. That's all you fucking tell them. And you don't have to go through all... No, you know what, honey? At that point, I expect the mom to join the kids in making fun of her.
Oh, my God.
I fully expect the mom to be, like, at the next, like, big gathering of kids and adults and her to be like, hey, look at my kid. Doesn't she look like a fucking idiot? Come on, guys, throw shit at her.
This is terrible.
Today she's been cold and distant, and I think I upset her. You think?
She is, like, delusional.
That wasn't my intention at all. Am I the asshole?
Yes. There's no freaking question, man.
No question.
There is no question. She was suffering before that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, that poor kid. So not only is she getting it at school, she's coming home trying to look for support, and now she's not getting it at home either.
Yeah.
Not good. That's not a good situation. That's terrible.
The absolute easiest asshole story we've ever had.
I can't believe it. I can't believe that mother...
I was expecting to have an argument on our hands here because I was like, there's no way this one's going to be a slam dunk like this.
There had to be a good reason. There was no reason in there.
Especially when I found out in the first sentence that it was a mom and daughter. I'm like, you know what? This is going to be interesting. Like, maybe the daughter thinks she's hot shit. The mom has to knock her down a peg before she gets hurt.
Yeah, no. This is terrible.
Man, yeah.
She's like a double asshole. I don't like this mom at all.
I hate her. She's bullying her own child.
I just don't like it. I hope they slammed her online because that's terrible.
I don't read the comments online. I know. Unless they're mentioned in the actual story.
The kid is never going to forget her saying that. She's always going to remember that.
No.
Oh, my God. You're average looking. Get the fuck out of here.
Man, that is terrible to say to a kid. That is damaging. I remember shit that I was told as a kid. Before I hit double digits in age, I remember some harmful shit that was said to me. And I'm 41.
Yeah.
And I have a rather fucking, like, icy heart where shit doesn't bother me. And it doesn't bother me to this day. Like, it didn't damage me or anything, but I remember it.
But it's something you don't forget.
No, it's like, I remember my mom, she was like, she said something fucked up to me. I can't remember what she said. It was what she said afterwards. And like, I'm like, wow, you hurt my feelings. And I was like 7 or 8. She's like, you don't have any feelings, asshole. And I'm like, oh, shit. And it was that one thing. And it wasn't anything that, like, would hurt me or damage, but it stuck with me for some reason. But it didn't bother me.
God.
Like some horrible, like this other shit, you know, like other things from childhood that you just remember. And it's not something that you hold against the people. It's just like for some reason it sticks out to you. And this is going to be that moment for her.
Terrible, man.
So that was an easy agreement. What do you got planned for the rest of the week and up until Wednesday, actually?
I'm not, I'm not sure, man. I'm not sure. I'll probably just watch the challenge a little bit. But, like, yeah. Literally nothing's been coming out.
Yeah.
Nothing. Like, nothing.
It's been...
I even looked at the free website. I'm looking at the movies. I'm like, what movies are these? Like, yeah. Nothing has come out.
Yeah. I've gotten a lot of requests to watch a couple of different things. That Canadian redneck comedy show, I'm probably going to have to watch a little bit of that today. Got nothing else going on, man. The Giants season is fucking lost. I'm not going to bother turning them the fuck on. I mean, half the team is hurt. Half the team I want gone. I'm just fucking done with these guys this season, so I'm not going to be watching that shit. Other than that, I'm done with Sons of Anarchy, so I got to find a steady show to watch, and I'm not sure. I'm a TV show free agent, so if you guys got any good ideas, please send them my way. Even movies. I'll fucking take a break from TV and watch a few movies maybe and then get back on the ball here, but that's about it for me, man. You want to tell me where you can find us?
You can find us at Voice of Misery on all platforms and Voice of Misery Podcast at gmail.com.